today on Rocking the Suburbs.
I got nothing to say about these things I write. I mean, I just write them. I don't even say anything about them. I don't write them for any reason. There's no great message. I mean, if you know, you want to tell other people that, go ahead and tell them.
Hi, everyone. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Lanahan, I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. If you're listening to this episode on the day it is released, happy June 9th, 2026. We're going to talk about June 9th in just a minute. First of all, I'd like to say thanks to everybody who had a comment on the Heroes of Rock series that we began recently and rolled out the first five choices for those Heroes of Rock, and really got a lot of nice feedback, and that's very moving, and thank you all very, very much for getting in touch to say that you enjoyed it. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun to put those together, and I enjoyed the research and the recording and all the parts of putting it together, so I'm very glad that other people enjoyed listening to it, too. I want to tell you that we are going to be doing May 2026 new music before too long, so you need to get your picks ready. Get them in if you have them done. If not, prepare yourself. We're going to be setting a deadline here in the next couple days, and it may be this weekend, it may be next weekend, but I want you to be on alert for May 2026 new music. So prepare to get your picks in sometime, definitely in the next week and a half. So I want to thank everybody who has already sent in a pick, and appreciate those very, very much. Tons and tons of cool new music coming out recently. It's really been a strong year so far. I mentioned June 9th, and I want to briefly today mark an anniversary of something that took place on this day way back in the year 1964. On June 9th, 1964, Bob Dylan went into a studio in New York City with producer Tom Wilson. And he walked into the studio at around 7 o'clock that evening. And by 11 or 11:30, he had pretty much completely finished his fourth album, Another Side of Bob Dylan. All 14 songs, or even more, actually, were recorded. They weren't all chosen for the record, the final record, but an amazing achievement by one person in one night. And also a lot of you know, as I mentioned, several outtakes that came out that were really, really good, too. And, of course, look back now at Bob Dylan, and there's the entire bootleg series of records and other recordings that have come out. But when you focus on just what came out, amazingly, only 2 months later, I believe the record was released in August. I know that CBS Records in 1964 had a big fall convention coming up, and they wanted to have a new Bob Dylan album very, very much. He was one of their recording artists who was on the rise at the time and was one of the most talked about happening in the mid-60s in New York City. Dylan, a couple of friends, including Ramblin' Jack Elliott, the musician, and also the writer Nat Hennoff was there, who later published an article in New Yorker magazine that was a long description of the session that night, including conversations that Dylan had with him and other people, including Tom Wilson in the studio. And that makes some fascinating reading if you want to go that deep into the history. But when you look at this record as his fourth record, it really is one of his biggest transitional records from the 1960s. It was before he went full on electric and began recording with an electric band on Bring It All Back Home, the next record. And he really had left the folk and protest movement behind completely with his last record in 64, The Times They Are Changing. These songs looked inward. They had long passages of introspection and dreamlike sequences to them. There's one called I Shall Be Free Number 10 that's basically free association. But there's also some really moving and important Bob Dylan songs on this record, including It Ain't Me, Babe, I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Met, To Ramona, All I Really Want to Do, and of course one of his most important, The Chimes of Freedom.
Through the city's melted furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning. Tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail, the sky cracked its palms in naked wonder at the clinging of the church bells, blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder. Striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position.
And you can hear the wordplay, the imagery, all the things that were starting to explode in Dylan's mind that would eventually lead to bringing it all back home, Highway 61, Blonde on Blonde, etc. The trifecta of electric albums that he recorded that were simply stunning and kind of cracked rock and roll wide open at the core at the time. But amazing to think that he could go in, fire all these out in about 3 hours, including a version of Mr. Tambourine Man, which didn't make the record, and ended up being covered by the Byrds. And all it was him, vocals, acoustic guitar, piano, and harmonica by Bob Dylan, while he polished off a couple of bottles of Beaujolais. So a musical notation, a musical highlight, a musical peak, a musical anniversary to think about on June 9th, the recording of Bob Dylan's Another Side of Bob Dylan. You can treat yourself to this record, and it ends up being about 50 minutes long, not quite an hour, but still a substantial record. And some of them later went on to be rearranged radically. I Don't Believe You, for example, became a feature of the 1966 concert with the Hawks, the tour of Europe. All I Really Want to Do Is Baby Be Friends With You became a hit for several other artists in the 60s. Chimes of Freedom remained a famous Bob Dylan song. And then others, Motorcycle Nightmare, Ballad in Plain D, which is one that I think I heard Bob one time say, if any song he ever regretted recording, it might have been Ballad in Plain D. He got a little too autobiographical on that song about his girlfriend Susie Rotolo and her sister Carla. If you go back and listen to it now, it's pretty venomous, and I'm sure it hurt a lot of people at the time. But he wasn't in a position to be holding back anything at this time in his career. But of course, he wrote some incredibly beautiful songs, including It Ain't Me, Babe, and To Ramona on this record. So let's take a minute today and pause and ponder another side of Bob Dylan. We'll go out with the track To Ramona, always been one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. Coming up the end of the week, we're going to have an interview with a filmmaker who has put together a documentary on the late, great musician Jason Molina. Scott Parks and I will be speaking with him, so look forward to that coming up. With that, here's some Bob Dylan. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like some time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. You crack country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand.
A couple of bottles of Beaujolais.